This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston vetoed a bill today that would have banned sweeps of homeless encampments on days when temperatures dip below freezing. The mayor says that the bill would prevent the city from enforcing the voter-approved camping ban for roughly a third of the year and would restrict city workers from helping the unhoused. The bill's sponsors will need 9 votes to override the mayor's veto. The measure passed 7-6 earlier this week. Meteorologists are still uncertain about the impact that the incoming storm will have for residents across the Front Range. Zach Hyrus is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Boulder. He says it's unclear when the rain or snow will start and how much will accumulate on the eastern half of the state.
Still looking at the potential for several inches of snow in the metro if everything comes together right, but it could just as easily be, you know, just a few flurries after a decent day of soaking rain.
Precipitation will likely peak on Saturday afternoon and continue through the evening. The high country could get up to 2 feet of snow. Pueblo residents have until early next week to submit comments about whether demolition debris from a Penrose funeral home should be disposed of at the city's landfill. The Return to Nature funeral home, where nearly 200 improperly stored bodies were found last year, is slated for a teardown later this month after a federal inspection. In a statement, Pueblo officials say there would be no public health risks to allow materials to go to the Southside landfill. For more news of the day, come to CPR.org. It's 6:06. This is CPR News.